If you will pass me your cup, I will start pouring, but be careful because the coffee is hot. Mmm. Ah, strong, too. You're in time for a visit with Tom and Alice. Tom Nichols and daughter Alice Nichols Bates, broadcasting over KVRE and sponsored by the Garland County Farmers Association, 1838 Airport Road in Hot Springs.
Well, today it is Thursday, May the 2nd. Let's see, it's National Life Insurance Day.
Okay. Got to have life insurance.
Got to have life insurance. You are all paid up, Tom Nichols.
Good. It's a good investment.
Good investment. It's National Truffle Day.
Okay.
It's National Day of Reason. And today is the National Day of Prayer. So, big celebration here in the village at Village Church of Christ.
But there's one in Hot Springs, too.
One in Hot Springs. This is the national day. It's nationwide.
Okay, that's good.
Big day today. 1829 on this day, 1 foot of hail falls on Tuscaloosa, Alabama. 1 foot of hail.
Man,
that's a lot of hail.
Well, you can imagine how many roofs were destroyed.
Well, that was in 1829.
Wow. Well, so these things have happened before.
They have happened before.
Keep that in mind. And speaking of weather.
Yes.
In 1988, a sinkhole in Sebring, Florida, opened to 200 feet wide and swallowed a house. Gone.
Oh, wow. Crazy. 1863 on this day, Confederate General Stonewall Jackson is accidentally shot by his own men during the Battle of Chancellorsville, Virginia. He passed away 8 days later.
So it turned out to be a fatal shooting.
A fatal shooting.
Darn, he was one of our great generals.
He was.
It'd be a sad day for Scotty Mack.
This I know.
He'll be wearing black when he comes in.
1878, the U.S. Mint, stops minting the 20-cent coin.
Okay, didn't know we had a 20-cent
coin. I didn't know we had one either, so... Obviously, it wasn't effective because they stopped doing it.
Oh, boy.
1890, the Oklahoma Territory was organized. 1932, Jack Benny's first radio show debuts on the NBC Blue Network.
Yeah, they paid him $1,400 a week.
Oh, Jack
Benny.
But
that was a lot of money.
That was a lot of money back then.
Yeah.
Jack Benny. Another one that can never be replaced.
That's true.
With his wit.
Well, yeah, that and his timing. It was just impeccable.
It was impeccable. 1945, the FCC approves regularly scheduled commercial TV programming.
Mm-hmm.
1968, The Odd Couple, starring Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau, opened in movie theaters. They were an odd couple, and it worked.
It sure did.
It did.
Yeah.
It did. They were funny.
Well, it had, a lot of chemistry between them.
Mm-hmm. It's all about the chemistry.
It is, yeah.
Yes. Let's see. 1942, Deep in the Heart of Texas by Alvino Ray was number one on the charts.
Okay, he was an orchestra leader.
Okay, I was going to say, who is Alvino Ray? Because I know the song well, Deep in the Heart of Texas.
It's a great song. I wonder if we have it in the system.
We
should play it if we do.
We should. I'll look into that because my favorite version, of course, is the George Strait version.
Yeah, the stars at night are big and bright.
Mm-hmm.
Deep in the heart of Texas, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because Texas, as I say, it's like it's a whole other country there.
Well, it used to be, yeah.
It used to be.
May want to be again, huh? 1980 on this date, NBC came to terms with its superstar Johnny Carson. Johnny signed a new 3-year contract for $5 million a year. And he also reduced his Tonight Show from 90 minutes to 1 hour. And cut his work week to 4 nights. So.
I don't remember the show ever being 90 minutes.
Yeah, it was for a long time.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's because when he was on, you wouldn't let me stay up.
That late.
That late.
That's true.
That's probably why I didn't realize. Because I've always had trouble going to sleep, but I could sleep later.
Yeah.
But it was like the going to sleep. I still have that problem now.
Going to sleep.
Going to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1964, Chapel of Love by the Dixie Cups enters the top 40. 1968, Cry Like a Baby by the Box Tops is certified gold. 1981, Morning Train, 9 to 5 by Sheena Easton hits number one. And in 1987, Cutting Crew hits number one with I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight. Great 80s song.
At the Garland County Farmers Association, you will find products to repel spiders, chiggers, mosquitoes, carpenter ants, fire ants, yellow jackets, bed bugs, fruit flies.
Ooh, bed bugs. Ooh.
And anything else that slithers and bites.
So that just makes my skin crawl when you mention bed bugs.
Well, they've got products to knock them out.
I know. I don't have them, but
that's one of the reasons. You know, if you haven't been there, go out and just browse on the inside. You'll be amazed at what you find. Products for just about everything that comes up, including Just One Bite bars for killing rats and mice. And then for spiders, especially around boat docks. We have a lot of boat docks in this area. They have a demon spider spray that'll knock them out. And also a taro spider spray.
Yes, we do. We use that here for Tracy, so right. when he comes up early.
And fruit fly traps for the fruit flies that
Those are amazing, guys.
Well, that pop up on the inside of your house, especially at this time of the
year.
They do.
Whenever you bring in fresh garden
fruit,
vegetables, even from the grocery store, they just start flying around. And those fruit fly traps are two little apples. You put the dropper stuff in there, and then they suck them up.
And I can't stress enough that you need to buy a couple of cans of this insect repellent. They have two different types. One type is made for your clothing and your boots for outside to keep the ticks away. Will repel the ticks. Very important. Also repels chiggers and fleas, too. And the other kind goes on your skin, and it does a great job. But you want to ask for the repel products that we talk about on this show. And if you don't mind, mention our show when you go in. We always appreciate that.
We do.
And remember, they have folks there that can answer any type of lawn or garden question you have. Trained people like Larry, who's been there for years, Jerry, there's Deidre, Lori, all there to help. The Garland County Farmers Association, 1838 Airport Road in Hot Springs, just beyond Walgreens on Airport Road.
Well, born on this day, on the 2nd of May, 1903, actor and singer Bing Crosby was born. 1946, singer Leslie Gore. 1950, singer and songwriter Lou Graham. 1952, actress Christine Baranski. 1962, country singer Ty Herndon. 1972, actor Dwayne Johnson. 1975, soccer player David Beckham. And in 1985, race car driver Kyle Busch.
Join us tomorrow for another visit with Tom and Alice, brought to you by the Garland County Farmers Association. 1838 Airport Road in Hot Springs, open from 7:30 until 5, Monday through Friday, and now on Saturday, 7:30 until noon, closing at noon on Saturday.